a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police were called to North Church Street on Monday night following a collision involving a Mini Roadster and a Yamaha Krypton motorcycle. The crash happened shortly after 9:30 p.m. just off of Bodden Road when the Mini, traveling northbound, attempted a turn as the motorcycle was heading south. The motorcyclist suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to the Anthony S. Eden Hospital, where he continues to receive treatment. The Mini's driver was not injured and passed a breath test. The matter is still under investigation. The Cayman Islands government is stepping up preparations in response to the possibility of an increase in regional migration, as officials stress there is no sign of an imminent mass influx of migrants. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more on the measures in place and what's next.
The government confirms there are now 26 Cuban migrants in the Cayman Islands after 10 nationals arrived in Little Cayman on the 1st of February. Authorities say they are closely monitoring developments in Cuba and the wider region, and they're working with national, regional, and international partners to maintain a measured and responsible approach to border management. A new multi-agency mass migration committee has been established, and this is to coordinate any large-scale response, bringing together key agencies to ensure actions are lawful, controlled, and in line with national security priorities. As part of contingency planning, 8 acres of government-owned land on Fairbanks Road have been cleared to allow rapid development of temporary shelter units, while a request for supplementary funding has been submitted to Cabinet for a purpose-built detention and processing center at the site, along with improvements to interim shelter solutions. Customs and Border Control Director Bruce Smith is urging residents, especially around Fairbanks, to exercise increased vigilance. Secure your homes, vehicles, and vessels, and promptly report suspicious activity. The public is also reminded that assisting anyone to land or to remain in the islands illegally is a serious offense, carrying potential fines of up to $50,000 Cayman, prison terms of up to 7 years, and possible forfeiture of assets. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. From banking halls to operating theaters, Cayman's AI Tsunami Conference sets out what artificial intelligence could mean for businesses in Cayman. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
As RF Economic Outlook 2026 wrapped up, local leaders said the real work is turning big picture AI talks into practical changes for local businesses.
I think AI is certainly something that's impacting everyone, right? Whether it's personal or within the business space.
RF Bank and Trust's Candace Catlin says the region is still catching up, but sees clear upside from the tools discussed today.
So I'm excited to better understand that end-to-end experience that we can incorporate AI, machine learning, and to help service our clients better, provide our business more efficiency, gain on revenue, reduce costs. So broadly for me, I'm pretty excited about it.
On the wider financial sector, conference speaker and futurist Ian Khan told Radio Cayman the country may have a strategic advantage.
For a smaller bank, they're more nimble, they're more agile, they can move faster. So if it takes 18 months for that global bank to implement something and the customer finally sees the result 18 months from now or 36 months from now, the local bank, regional bank can do it in 6 months. That's an advantage.
Khan says Cayman's private sector can set the pace for AI adoption.
If the private sector moves fast, they can create their path. The governance, the public sector, the who's in power, it doesn't matter. Everybody's pro-business, everybody's pro-growth, and as long as that happens, everybody's going to join you.
On Medicine, Health City's Chief Marketing Officer, Shamari Scott, says the conference reinforced the hospital's long-term bet on robotics and AI-assisted surgery.
A lot of what they were talking about, we're already seeing in healthcare, and it just more or less solidifies the vision we have and where we're going to, yes, have more expensive equipment and, yes, use AI more intelligently. And even though it may cost us more right now that we don't charge the patients, we know the efficiency, the quality of outcomes over time will make it more cost effective for us. And this is a long play.
Organizers say they now want attendees to keep the conversation going, to apply those lessons learned today across Cayman's economy before the next RF Economic Outlook. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. In other local news, as you might have heard right here on Radio Cayman on Friday, government has published proposed updates to Cayman's litter laws, which will dramatically increase fines for several offences. Now the Ministry of Environment wants to hear from you.
Littering is not a minor issue. It affects public health, it affects community pride, and also our natural ecosystems.
The Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes is encouraging you to submit your thoughts on the Litter Amendment Bill during the 28-day publication period, which closes on the 5th of March. The amendments, if passed, will see, quote, stronger penalties, clearer enforcement powers, and greater accountability for littering. For example, littering in public places or on private property could hit you with a $5,000 fine, up from $500. The bill will also empower environmental health officers to issue formal notices requiring the litter be removed, and if you don't comply, that's a $1,000 fine. The bill will also allow officers to arrange for removal and recover, quote, reasonable costs from the reasonable party as a civil debt. Derelict vehicles will also be treated as litter. For more information, head over to gov.ky/publications. A jet fuel shortage in Cuba could affect Cayman Airways flights, so if you got a trip booked to Havana, you need to touch base with the national airline company. A recent notice to Air Mission issued by Cuban aviation authorities may impact the airline's once-weekly service to Havana, as aviation fuel will not be available at the international airport through the 11th of March. A change fee waiver is now in place for customers with Havana Cayman tickets who wish to voluntarily change their travel plans free of charge. To the courts, Shamar Gordon and Davron Roshane Weir have made their initial court appearances, where they're jointly charged with wounding with intent and carrying an offensive weapon. No further information about the incident has been provided at this stage. The pair have been bailed and are expected to return to court on the 12th of February. Meanwhile, Samara Natasha Ebanks has entered guilty pleas in summary court to charges of careless driving, driving without being qualified, and driving without insurance. The charges relate to an incident in August last year when she drove a Honda Accord along Portland Road. Ms. Ebanks has now been placed on an interim disqualification from obtaining a driver's license and will be formally sentenced at the beginning of March. The court also heard that Ms. Ebanks faces outstanding matters dating back to 2017 and 2019, including two counts of failing to surrender to custody and a charge of possessing ganja with intent to supply. The older charges are currently under review by the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions following legal submissions from her representatives that there were special reasons for the lengthy delay in bringing the matter forward. The Crown is expected to notify the courts by the sentencing date whether it intends to proceed with those outstanding charges. Adam Joel Bodden has been acquitted of common assault, but found guilty of causing harassment, alarm, and distress following the conclusion of his grand court trial. The case was heard last week before Justice Emma Peters. Bodden is scheduled to be sentenced on the 27th of March once standard reports have been completed. He also faces outstanding summary court charges for possessing and consuming cocaine, which are expected to be dealt with at the same sentencing hearing. Kabir Kadadin is due back in court on the 24th of February to address a series of charges laid against him. He faces 2025 charges, including two counts of making threats to kill, causing fear or provocation of violence, insulting the modesty of a woman, failing to surrender to custody, and using a vehicle with an expired registration, as well as driving without a certificate of roadworthiness, driving with illegal tint, failing to wear a seatbelt, and three counts of failing to ensure a child under the age of 14 is wearing a seatbelt. He first appeared in court in January. When he returns later this month, he's expected to enter pleas in the matter. The court has stressed that pleas will be required at that hearing, whether or not he's secured legal aid or legal representation. The Water Authority's laboratory once again earns a top international endorsement for its water testing work. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
The Water Authority Cayman says its laboratory has successfully renewed accreditation with the American Association for Laboratory Accreditation, A2LA, under the ISO IEC 17025 framework. It's used by labs around the world. The new certificate runs until November 30, 2027, following an in-depth on-site review by A2LA's Accreditation Council. Laboratory Manager Marcella Isabella Martinez Ebanks.
Achieving and maintaining accreditation is a clear demonstration of our commitment to the highest quality standards. It reflects the strength of our technical procedures, the competency of our staff, and our continuous focus on accuracy, consistency, and accountability in all testing activities.
The accreditation covers specific tests, and they're listed on the authority's official scope of accreditation, certificate number 1931.02. It's available via A2LA's online directory. It serves as an independent confirmation that the lab's quality management and testing processes align with recognized international best practice. Water Authority Director Dr. Julia Van Genderen says that outside verification is crucial for public confidence in the lab's work.
Accreditation by A2LA provides assurance to regulators, stakeholders, and the community that the authority's laboratory operates to globally recognized standards.
The laboratory has held accreditation continuously since 2002 and routinely checks the quality of the authority's drinking water supplies and treated effluent from the wastewater treatment plant. It also conducts testing for government departments, private businesses, and members of the public. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
As an A2LA accredited organization, the Water Authority Laboratory is authorized to promote its accredited status in line with the A2LA requirements. You can view the current accreditation on the Water Authority's website under the laboratory page or contact the authority at 949-2837 for details. Finally, after almost a month at sea, the Beyond the Reef Research Expedition team aboard the RRS James Cook has just logged its 1,000th species, a lanternfish in the depths off of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Blue Belt Program Officer and Cayman Team Lead Kelly Forsyth is one of the many researchers participating.
Trying to see if there's any connectivity between the reefs we know and love, so this is our shallow water reefs versus our deep sea reefs, and if there's any differences. Looking at seabirds as well, seeing what we can see out there, and collaborating with some of the other islands on board.
The stretch of research is helping scientists understand the ecosystems underpinning important commercial fish species and will provide the Turks and Caicos with data to, quote, sustainably manage marine environments. The ship is continuing its trek towards the Cayman Islands from Anguilla, and you're invited to the official port call party to meet the crew on February the 25th at the Village Cafe in Governor's Square. That's your evening news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Have a good evening.